Hi. If you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Nadine Medina with Local Splash for Chris.
Hey, Nadine, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Sorry for the phone tag.
No worries. I'm like, okay, tag is it.
Yeah. Okay. So I hope you I hope you had a good New Year's as well.
I did. How about you?
Oh, good. Yeah, very good. I appreciate it.
Awesome. So, So I was trying to follow up with you about the Google Guaranteed program, right? But then I know when I had called, you're like, I need to talk to you guys, but let me call you back.
I'm always in the middle of something. I'm sorry.
No need to apologize. Hey, you're running a business, you know?
Yeah.
So how can I help?
So I kind of just wanted to get like an overview of my whole account.
Okay.
I just want let's see what I have some notes down here. Let's see. I just kind of wanted to see where, where the Google ads were getting ran and like the Meta ads and the Facebook ads were getting ran too. Just kind of wanted to troubleshoot and see what we could do to figure out some things.
Yeah, so it looks like right now, so you're paying $9.99 a month. $199 goes to your local SEO, $500 in Google advertising, and then $300 in the Facebook ads. Have you gone in your client dashboard?
I have not. Let's see, I have. Let me go on it right now.
Yeah, let's take a look. Let's see.
Okay, so I'm on the app right now.
Uh-huh.
Is that okay? And then
Yeah. So when you go to the app, it's going to take you to, like, for example, you're going to be able to see also the keywords and search terms, right?
Yeah.
That are being utilized. So, like, if I go and click on your Google profile, let me go to the Google Insights, right?
Yeah.
You're on the homepage. You can see 2242. This is a combination of website leads, call tracking, the Google actions, the ad click, and your listings. It's a combination of all, right? When it says total results. Now, if you look at your local leads, you click on that. Just click on no thanks, because if you click on any of those, it's going to send us a message, and I'm already on the phone with you. Okay?
Okay. So you said press on Google leads?
Right. Yeah, the local leads. You can either click on that one. You can click on the Google profile actions. What it's going to do is in those tabs, it's going to give you, like, your numbers, right? This is what's helpful for you as well. So you can get a lot of information from here. So when you click, like, on the local leads, it's going to take you to where it gives you, like, 206 calls, 28 were SMS messages. 49 were clicks to the website, actions were 65 on the Facebook ads, and then Google Verified is zero because you're not part of that program. Okay?
Yeah.
But if you look at the calls, you'll see some that'll say follow-up needed. That means that it was a follow-up for you, like it's noted as to follow up with that call, right?
Yes.
And this is how you can also categorize your calls. Okay, if you notice, one shows that it was scheduled, you know. So this is a really good way to even organize, like, how everything, you know, how everything is being tracked. Okay?
Okay.
If you go back to the homepage, okay, go to where it says Google Profile Actions.
Yes.
Okay. Now, you're going to see 123 viewed your profile, 97 visits to the website, 26 calls to you, and then it gives you, like, you know, your total views. So 86.7% was, like, 1,333, right? So see how it gives if you hover over? And then it kind of gives you how, like, if you look at the graph, and I can see where December and January – well, January, we're barely in January, but I can see where December kind of drops a little bit in those months because we're talking holidays, right?
Exactly.
So, you kind of notice that, right? How it kind of trickles down a little bit. But I mean, look at September booming, you know, it just like October booming. But you get that little drop coming down November, you know, December, and then we're in January, which is still kind of like, you know, people right now are thinking about, okay, what am I going to do to start, you know, spending my money on those taxes, right? Okay. So now you can also see your keywords as well. So like Southwest Landscape, Landscaping Las Vegas, Henderson, Nevada. So this is like all keywords and search terms that are being utilized as well. Okay.
Okay.
I know that Ruben's also your account manager, right? And
yeah.
I can even set up an appointment with him also to really go over these numbers with you too, you know, which wouldn't be a bad thing. You know what I mean? Because there's changes that he can make on his end, which I love that you have an account manager, because it's like someone else has got their eyes on your account and kind of like more a direct contact for you as well. If I'm looking right now at the areas of target, the assigned areas, like of coverage, I'm seeing here is Clark County, Henderson, Las Vegas, Paradise, Spring Valley, and Sunrise as well.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. So, yeah. So, those are the areas. Okay.
Yes. Looking
that
at
I
it.
See. Yeah.
That's the Florida Tampa. Okay, that's cool. Let's
okay.
See. Okay. I'm sorry.
Now, do you remember?
Kind of skimming through it.
It's okay, hon. Take your time. I see, so like on keywords that I'm seeing, landscape installations, walkway landscaping, driveway landscaping, green landscaping, hardscaping, landscape design, landscape management, retaining walls, yard landscaping, custom landscape, modern landscaping, landscape lighting, landscape construction, sod install. I'm going to probably jack this up when I say the name. Exerscape.
Yeah.
I probably totally chewed that one up. Backyard renovations, commercial landscaping, waterfall install. And then I also think you started doing like pool installation and pool surround landscaping as well?
Correct.
Okay. So, yeah, those are the keywords that I'm seeing right now that are highlighted in the manager with us in your account.
Okay, and then we could always –
design near me.
Those keywords are changeable on my end? Like, I can request to get changes, or how does that exactly work?
Yeah, I could even say, and that's what I'm saying, like, I can even send a message to Ruben, like, hey, so Chris needs you to kind of change these keywords. But, yeah, you can definitely put in those requests. Absolutely. We can change them at any time.
Okay. That's not a problem. I think I would definitely want to look into that.
Okay.
And then, let's see. What do you guys think of if I kind of wanted to switch, since right now I have it split, the monthly revenue, if I just kind of really tailor to one, Google or Facebook, just, you know, entirely just put all the money on there. Just from what I've been noticing, that's gotten a little more results in the other, you know?
Well, okay, yeah. I mean, you can definitely do that. Have you thought about Google Guaranteed, the local service ads, Chris?
Yeah, I have. But just with that, I know the competitors that do use it, and it's a good and bad. But I want to try a couple of different things. So there's gonna be a good amount of trial and error on my account. As we go, you know, moving forward, I'll be a little more proactive on it and kind of give you guys a little more calls as of, I've gotten a little more knowledgeable on this, and I kind of wanted to see which route and, you know, which route really kind of ends up working for me at the end of the day, you know?
Let me tell you this, okay?
Yes.
Google Guaranteed, right?
Yeah.
I believe it's one of Google's better products because
yeah.
of the pay-per-lead and how it works. So, like, with you, for example, okay, for the landscaper, that would be the qualifying category for you, right? But
yeah.
basically, you pay the $250 application fee. We get you through that approval process. When it's time to activate your leads, remember, we are managing it. So we're not just relying on Google's AI system of what's qualified and what's not, right? Because if we see that one slip through the cracks, we need to dispute it with Google immediately to get that credit back to you, okay? Google Verified, as you know, well, they used to call it Google Guaranteed, but now it's Google Verified, is the ones that you will see at the very tippy top of the page with the check mark, okay? It will show that you are verified by Google. And everyone knows that even to be a part of that program, you would have had to have passed the background check and meet their requirements, okay? Those leads, what I love about them is that you're not, they're not like leads like an Angie's leads, right, where you're sharing them with other companies. It's still a direct call to you, okay? But the minimum monthly budget for that, okay, is $780. Now, that'll give you up to 13 leads in a month, so your leads are $60. The kicker on it is someone's calling you, hey, can you mow our lawn? That's outside of your service. Google has to credit the lead back to you if it's unqualified. If they're calling to solicitate you to see if you're hiring, unqualified, credited back. What is a qualified lead is if you talked about price over the phone, you gave them an estimate, or if you set an appointment to give them an estimate, that is a qualified lead. If you only got one lead in the month, what is left over from the budget, it rolls over to the next month. So now that means that the following month, you're paying $60 for the lead that you got the month before because it rolled over. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the reason that we start you off with the minimum monthly budget is to see it, you know, get to seeing how it works first. You can always increase the amount of leads that you want to receive, okay? If you need to turn them off because you're on a project that's going to take you some weeks and you just cannot handle more, you call us and say, shut off my leads, and we pause them. We don't remove them from being paused until you call us back to unpause them. So you can pause them as often as you need to for as long as you need to. You carry the C10, right?
Correct.
Okay. So you qualify for it. And it's a great program. The approval process, it could take 4 to 8 weeks to get approved, but you know what? I've seen some get approved in 3 weeks. It really depends on how quickly you submit the application and respond to the background check.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, I feel, in my opinion, hands down, it's one of Google's better products. You know, there is the possibility, Chris, that, you know, Google would let us know if you qualify for max bidding. What max bidding would mean is you could pay triple or even double the cost of the lead to be closer to that very, very top, right? But that's upon Google's approval. I think it's an excellent program for you, to be quite honest. Between the Google ads and the Facebook ads, what are you leaning more towards, if I could ask you?
I was leaning a little more towards the Facebook ads.
I would agree. I would agree. I would definitely agree. Facebook ads, they have a higher conversion rate. Google ads works well, but, you know, I think you've been running it for a while, right? And
correct.
I think it'd be good to kind of focus on that. I think also adding the Google Verified, to be quite honest with you.
Okay. Let's see. So, the Google Verified, can you give me some little background on that?
Yeah. So, Google Verified, they will say sponsored, and they're at the very top of the page, right?
Okay.
So, again, that's Google's pay-per-lead program. So, the lead will come to you, like I said, in the form of a phone call. You are not going to share it with anyone, okay? So, it's separate from your Google business profile page. Okay, they used to call it Google Guaranteed, but they changed the name to Google Verified recently. Okay, but basically, with Google Verified, all you would be paying is a $250 application fee. I'm going to send you the application to fill out, upload your insurance, your license, and then submit the application, and we're going to push it through to Google to get it approved. Okay, They're going to run a background check. They're only going back 7 years to make sure you don't have felonies. I know you're fine, but I always like to just let everyone know how it operates. Okay? Now,
okay.
Once you get approved, okay, we're going to call you to notify you of the approval and to activate those leads in 3 days unless you tell us otherwise. Unless if you say, no, activate them now, or you know what, activate them next week. So I always say 4 to 8 weeks to get approved, but I've seen some people, like I said, get approved in 3 weeks, okay? But it's going to be a direct call to you is how it works. So if someone's going on Google, typing in landscaper near me, right, or looking for a custom landscaping, whatever they're searching, they're going to pull that up in the search results, okay? So at the very tippy top is a sponsored Google Verified program, Google Ads under that, and then the local map. And you're probably familiar
okay.
with some of the companies that I'm seeing now, like Pure Turf USA, Custom Touch Landscape, Green Guru. You know those guys? They sound familiar?
Yeah, definitely. Pure Turf is the one. Yeah. U.S. Turf is U.S. Turf is yeah. Pure Turf is a different
pure
one.
It's a Pure Turf USA. Then there's Custom Touch Landscape, Green Guru Landscaping, Van Dorn Landscape and Design, Goldview Landscape, Las Vegas Artificial Turf, Earth Sculpt.
Yeah.
And some of these guys, they also limit, like, the areas that they target, too. You know what I mean? So put it this way. If you wanted to cover the whole state of Las Vegas, Nevada, you could. I mean, I don't recommend it because it'll probably put you out kind of far. But you could. And it's a big difference. You could even choose the hours that you want those leads turned on. And you have more control over it. I prefer it over Google Ads.
Okay, definitely that makes sense. Let's see. Sorry, I'm just talking back and forth with my partner right now.
No, it's okay, yeah.
We're both kind of just thinking right now.
Oh, I know. Were you talking about U.S. Turf Las Vegas?
Yeah.
Yeah, I see them. They're towards the bottom of it.
Okay. I mean, to be honest, I think me and him already kind of really had a, we've been talking about it. That's why I've been trying to get a hold of you guys. We really want to just focus on Facebook ads. Like, I know there's all these other ones, but I just kind of want to, I'm a little weird. I just really want to focus on one thing at first, try it out for the first month. I know it might take some back testing a couple of times for it to actually work, but from what I've seen, like you mentioned, anything that does go through Facebook, it's already pretty well qualified, and they're not really, you know, asking too many questions, and they're really only going, you know, they're getting one or two other quotes opposed to Google, straight numbers on there too, but they're kind of, there's a lot more competitors. Not that I'm saying I'm not capable of competing, but just kind of, that's kind of where I'm at with the whole situation, you know? And I'm, you know, most like that's why I'm willing to put that, you know, a larger lump sum on Facebook, just because I know from I've been staring from those sidelines, so I know I've seen a lot of my competitors have been lacking Facebook ads, and I only see two, you know, constant opposed to all the other companies that always go to Google. You know what I mean? I feel like recently, in the past couple months, a lot of people have kind of slept on the Facebook, so I want to take advantage of that. That's my biggest concern.
Okay. So you feel like the Google Verified, there's too much competition for you there?
I think I just want to hold off on that because I really, really, really want to focus on the I'm pretty dead set on the Facebook ads right now.
Okay. Okay. I mean, if that's what you want, so what are you wanting to, because your payment comes out tomorrow, So what are you wanting to allocate? So we're going to, I'm going to make sure that they remove the Google ads so those do no longer run. So this way that doesn't get billed tomorrow. So what are you wanting to do with Facebook?
Let's see. I wanted to possibly do the, I want to say like the total ad spend that we had on Google. I want to put it on
500.
Yeah. And then just combine what it was already on there. Well, it was like a 300. So it was going to be like $800 or so, right? I wanted to most likely allocate that entirely towards the Facebook.
Okay.
And then let's say, since I will be kind of taking a look at it a little bit more, the Facebook ads, are those like, because I know Yelp does it a certain way, so if you pay a certain amount in the month, they're gonna slowly give you those leads, opposed to these Facebook ones. Are they gonna just, you know, if it runs out, if my ad spend runs out, let's say it was just a busy 2 weeks or whatever, and they run out in the first 2 weeks because I'm maxed out at the 800, does it stop right there, or is it kind of like Yelp when it's just slowly tailored and it's just butchering away if you have $1,000 credit?
I mean, we can ask them to like, hey, because what they're going to do is they're going to take that whole budget, right, of the 800, and they're going to allocate it to run for the month, right? So they can allocate a certain amount daily. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah, and then I'll be able to see that on my portal, or would I be able to see that, or I wouldn't have control of that? Would I just be like, hey, you know, they're saying, you know, we agreed on this certain amount, and it's going to be at that, or is it a little, what should I expect from that?
Let me take a look here. So, like, if you go to your Facebook ads now, like, if you click through your dashboard.
Let's see. Facebook. And this is on the app portal, right? Let me see. Where did I see it?
Yeah, it's through your local Splash dashboard. So, like, it'll show you what your amount spent was on your ads. So what I would just do is let the team know, like, listen, that $800, he wants it spread out, right? Because we want to make sure that you're getting those ads that they're running throughout the month, not that it's all just being, like, all being taken, like, within the first 2 weeks. You know what I mean?
Well, that's one of my questions. I want to know, is it spread out or is it not?
Yeah.
I don't know how it was
it's spread out. It's spread out, yeah. Yeah,
okay.
Any type of things like that, they're going to try to spread it out. Yeah, most definitely.
Okay, well, I'm also okay with it, you know, instead of spreading it out, I'm okay with spending, I'm okay with, hey, if we just go really, really hard on those ads in the first whatever timeline, I'm okay with allocating, reaching out back to you guys and adding more to the campaign. If that makes sense, you know?
Okay, let me ask real quick. Can we crank it up over 2 weeks? Let me see what it says. I'm sure he's going to say, yeah, but if we crank it up in those 2 weeks, and it's like, so that means basically they would then allocate it to where in those weeks it would really, like, crank it up. So I want to see what his response is on this.
Okay, that works.
Yeah, just because I know I've always known of it being daily, but I mean, if someone says, listen, I want you to take this money and I want you to just crank it up in 2 weeks.
Correct.
You know what I mean? you know, and then go from there. Like, I had one guy one time, some years ago, he was like, listen, I want to put $1,500 and just do what you want with it on the Google ads. And I'm like, do what we want with it. Like, you know what I mean? He's like, I just want to see what it does. I just want to see if I'm going to get anything. You know what I mean? And I'm like, okay. So, you know, but, you know, still, again, we were very targeted because we don't want to just throw someone's money and just, okay, well, let's just throw it and hope for the best, right? We still got to do our job too, you know?
Correct, yes.
Yeah, I don't see, I'm just, he might be in a meeting, so I'm just waiting for him to respond, but I don't see it, like, being a problem, you know, that if you want them to, like, listen, I want you guys to take that 800, but I want you guys, let's really push it in 2 weeks to see what results I get and then kind of play with it from there. You know what I mean?
Correct. Yes. I'm okay with that as well. That's my biggest goal to do that. And then I also had another question. So I know, I think I spoke to Ruben. I think that's what his name was, right?
Uh-huh.
Couple months back regarding the Google account, I believe from my end, I don't think I have full ownership of that, right?
Okay. I'm not sure what I'm going to have to do. I think it would be better, Chris, maybe that Ruben, let me see if he's available right now, so that way he can just get it all set up for you. Yeah, because if we're not going to upgrade you with a GB, then I think because Ruben is your AM, he would be the better person to go ahead and allocate these things and then make changes and work on your keywords. Let me see if he's available right now. So that way he, since right now that you're available, you know.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm not able to hop on a phone call, I don't know what time you guys close or what,
I just wanted to get done before tomorrow because tomorrow is your billing. So,
yeah, so I definitely don't want to rush this, but if needed, is there any way we could put a pause on that until we figure that out? You know, let's say we figure it out tomorrow and you guys run it going into Friday. You know, that makes sense too. I don't know if that's feasible.
Let me see. He might be available right now. Because I can definitely stop the, I can tell them, listen, don't let this bill because he needs to make changes before anything. You know what I mean? Because
exactly.
I know you're pressed for time too, but here's what's going to happen.
I'll work around you guys as well too. I know yeah. I've been hard to get a hold of. So,
I just don't want it to be where then it's now going to delay things for you because it's going to throw it into, like, you know what I mean? So I'm just trying to get a hold of someone right now. I'm waiting for him to respond. I'm just going to be putting notes in here real quick so that way they're aware. Okay. So, okay, so I'm going to put in here, 1, 2, stop the Google ads and allocate that 500 to Facebook ads. equivalent of 800 going to Facebook. Okay, I just want to save that note real quick so that way they're aware.
Yeah, and if he's busy right now, I'm going to be on the computer for the rest of the night, rest of the day, so I could always, if he wants to be like, hey, I'll keep telling him, call him back in an hour, so I could always make it work.
Okay, yeah. And then as soon as he responds to me, I'll let him know that he needs to call you ASAP. If anything, I will speak with my manager that this doesn't bill tomorrow if he doesn't call you. So I'm trying to make it really urgent for him to get on the phone with you because he is your AM. Okay?
I appreciate it so much.
All right, you're welcome. You have a good one.
All right, we'll be in touch. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
You're very welcome, Chris. Bye.
Bye-bye.